Vice President Park Kwesi Emisa Arthur has called for an inquiry into the fire that gutted the Kantobanto market yesterday. The fire destroyed a large portion of the market, leaving owners wailing. On a visit to the scene to acquaint himself with the disaster, the Vice President sympathized with the victims. He directed NADMO to go to the aid of the market women who lost their wares as a result of the fire. He also asked the AMA to do feasibility studies on how to get a new market devoid of rampant fire outbreaks. He commended the security agencies, especially the fire service, for their efforts to extinguish the fire. We bring you a report by Nana Yawamponsa and Roxin Fiado.
The Vice President, Park Kwesi Emisa Arthur, arrived at the scene with the MP for Ododududio, Nilante Vanderpoy, the Chief Executive of AMA, Alfred Vanderpoy, and other high-ranking government officials. The Vice President was taken through the burnt site to know at first hand the extent of damage. He sympathized with the victims and directed the Ministry for the Interior to investigate the cause of the fire. Vice President Emisa Arthur said government will do all it can to assist them.
For our country, it's another disaster that should not have happened. I'm told that this is the third time in 2 years that we have had a fire disaster in this particular market. And it is worrying, especially because we had another fire in another part of Accra. So I've asked the Minister of Interior to institute a commission to find out what actually has happened here, to find out the causes of this fire and what we should do in the meantime to avert any more fire disasters in our market again. And I'm asking the agencies of government, the NADMO particularly, to mobilize their resources to support especially the women whose goods have been damaged in this fire. I'm asking the Accra Metropolitan Assembly to do a number of things to design a better market that does not have the dangers that we are seeing in this place.
The Vice President later visited Sodom and Gomorrah, which was also gutted by fire last Friday. At the time of the visit, squatters at Sodom and Gomorrah had already started erecting structures, even though the mayor of Accra had instructed that they should not put up any structure on the site. Vice President Emisa Arthur promised to relocate the squatters and restructure the place for proper habitation. I heard that fire destroyed things in this area 2 days ago, so I came to verify the reports and see how we can help improve the lives of people who live here. We've also told NADMO to see what they can do to assist the victims of this disaster. But the mayor of Accra has told me that the Koli Lagoon, which is close to you, has been marked for dredging. You will therefore be relocated to a better place because the water from the lagoon is right under this sawdust pile on which you have built your structures. The AMA and squatters are expected to meet to fashion out modalities for their relocation.
That was a report filed by Nana Yawamponsa and Roxin Fiado.
Though personnel of the Ghana National Fire Service have brought the fire under control, shop owners and market women whose goods were destroyed blame the personnel of the service for not responding to the distress call earlier. The inferno, which started around 4 a.m. yesterday, destroyed properties worth billions of cedis.
The market women and shop owners whose wares were destroyed blamed the fire service personnel for worsening their plight since they got to the scene late. They claimed they had lost wares running into millions of cedis. They could not hide their sorrow when our reporters went to the scene.
We actually called in at dawn that the place was on fire. So when we came in, it had actually started from this end. When we started calling the fire attendant, they were not actually up to it. They failed to turn up on time. When they they came in, instead of them to start the fire from this side, they rather went to the bank premises to protect the bank together with the police people, which shouldn't be the case. There was easy access to this side to actually control the fire from this end, but they never did. This is the worst and to the extreme. It has never happened before.
The police arrested some thieves who took advantage of the situation to break into stores.
Nanaya Wamponsain works in Fiado filed that report.
Meanwhile, the Ghana National Fire Service has discounted claims that they arrived at the scene of the Katamanto fire outbreak late. The Director of Public Affairs of the service, Prince Anaglate, told Radio Ghana that officials of the service got to the scene within 8 minutes after they received a call from the affected shop owners and market women. He said the fire had escalated to an alarming proportion before they arrived. He reminded the public that the correct emergency number to be used to call the service in case of emergency is 192, not 999. He spoke with Yaya Kwamua.
It is not true that the fire service delay in getting to the fire ground today. We received the distress call at 4:45 a.m. today. And our first that was dispatched from the Accra City Fire Station got to the scene within 8 minutes. And getting to the scene, they realized that the fire has engulfed the whole area, that part of the market. So looking at the intensity of the fire, the best they should do is to call for an assistance. While several other firefighting agents have gotten to the scene. You also agree with me that the fire service, we are not in every home, we are not in every market. So if there is fire that has started in your home and you delay in calling us, then you don't blame the fire service for getting to the scene at the time that we have received it. If you ask them of the number they were using to call the fire service, you'll be surprised that some of them will still be calling 999. Meanwhile, 999 is not the fire service number. 999 terminates at PNT.
Yeah, you said that your current number is...
Our emergency number is 192, which we have put in public domain severally and continue to put in public domain.
There has also been concerns raised that when you get to the fire scene, sometimes you find it difficult to even put off the fire.
Well, it is another unfortunate situation that people that do not have the technicalities of our job will still have a measure to blame the fire service that has all that it takes to control and to fight the type of fire that we fight. I don't know the measure they are using to say that we get to the ground and then we do not know what to do. Yes.
Are you able to tell us the cause of this fire?
It will be difficult for anybody to tell the cause of the fire for now because we are investigating it.
So for now, apart from the loss of property, there has not been any loss of human life?
Well, that has not gotten to my note as of now.
Head of Public Affairs of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Anaglate.